and he had his Negro Mammy's funeral in his house. And he loved her because she was good to him, and he loved her.
What did other people think about that?
They didn't think anything about what William Faulkner did. I tell you, somebody that really thinks he's a god on earth, and that's Mr. who has his pictures everywhere. And you ought to read his article, William Faulkner's article on the mule. I've got that somewhere around here. On the mule. It's really a masterpiece, his article on the mule. It's about that. It's about typing sheet, ordinary size typing sheet, what he thinks of the mule. And Mr. Cofield gave me one of those copies. And he thinks, he just worships Faulkner, but he's retired from, he was a photographer at Ole Miss for years and years and years, but he retired. But he has plenty of those copies. He'll give you one if you want. Now, he uses some of the slang that, and uses some of the language that you're talking about, of localisms and dialect and colloquialisms and things like that. He uses a good many of those. Then he uses cultural language that you can't understand. You read along for hours at a time, you don't know what you read. But there, every now and then you grab a passage that kind of hangs with you. And long after you close a book, you think of that passage. And I think that's what's made him great.
Mm-hmm. You said earlier that you didn't much approve of his punctuation, his grammar, but you have to admit that
I didn't approve of using the whole page for a sentence either. Mm-hmm. I like compound sentences. I like complex sentences. But I want them to end sometime where you can diagram them at least. Uh-huh. Adlai Stevenson, when he was running for president, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Gave a sentence equal to one of Faulkner. And it was so long, but it was compound. It didn't have very much complex in with it, but it's mostly compound sentence. But it was so long. One of my pupils that was in Chicago at the time clipped it out and sent it to me to diagram. Well, it took 2-3 pages to diagram the thing. And I did. He used sometimes noun clauses and in a sentence. And, you know, they can be used as a subject or object or whatever it is, but he used noun clauses. And they complicate things sometimes because you can't tell whether they're... If you got to go back and look and ponder a while over it before you find out the thought that's in the sentence. Similar to that is a letter that I got from one of my pupils who's... Executive Vice President over at Corinth, Mississippi. And he sent me a letter. And I don't know why. He'd finished at Ole Miss, too. But why he sent the letter to me. I taught him in high school. And he's a very fine boy. But he sent me a sentence. And if you'll wait a minute, I'll get you the sentence.